there is now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, so let's get down to business. Today is Tuesday, the 12th of December, 2017. Bitcoin is currently trading at $17,427, up 5% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum is currently trading at $619, up 31%. Litecoin is currently at $323, up 74%. And Dash is currently at $933, up 25%. The current market cap for all things crypto is $491 billion, and Bitcoin's dominance of that market is 59.4%. Today's show will take a different format. We've got Michel Laurel, who is the head token and marketing lead at Singularity Net, one of the most exciting AI ICOs upcoming. The ICO closes in the next 48 hours, and please find the link for the website in the description below. With that in mind, let's get on to the interview. So on tonight's show, we've got Michel Laurel over at the new and upcoming ICO. So how's it going, Michel?
It's great, Charles. Thanks for having me on here.
Not a problem. And would you be so kind to give our listeners a quick high-level overview of Singularity Net and what you guys are currently up to?
Sure thing. Singularity Net is the decentralized marketplace for AI. It combines the marketplace infrastructure using the AGI token to facilitate transactions between different AI algorithms while having a protocol for communicating data between algorithms as well.
Awesome. So what is the background to Singularity and the meaning behind the name? So I watched a really interesting documentary, which I'm going to link in this podcast. But I know there's something behind the name. Would you be so kind to give us an insight there?
Sure thing. So the team is led by Ben Gertzel and a variety of AI researchers who have been very impactful in the AI space. And the singularity is an important concept within the AI field. It refers to the moment in which the cumulative intelligence of an artificial intelligence overtakes that of all human beings, which some people think is going to be sooner rather than later. And Singularity Net is the attempt to take all of this AI that's being developed in right now and in the near future and to make sure that those are aligned benevolently in a marketplace that benefits all participants.
Wow. And what's the long-term vision, I guess, of Singularity Net? I mean, what is the future?
Sure. So there's two ways to answer that question. One, if we looked at it from an infrastructural perspective, Singularity Net aims to be the infrastructure for AI. Today, there's not an effective way for different AI algorithms to communicate, and everything is siloed in different, usually corporations that control both the data sets and the trained models, the algorithms themselves. Now, with Singularity Net, we want to open up the possibility of a decentralized AI world where no particular party has a ridiculous monopoly over the entire market, which is what we see now, such as with Facebook's ownership of their social graph or with Google's ownership of their data sets for search. Now, that's the long-term aim. So what if Singularity Net is the protocol, the infrastructure that underpins all AI transactions in a future automated economy, which is coming up very, very quickly if you look around? And then the secondary goal is the hope that an emergent intelligence could emerge from these marketplace transactions. As the market gets more and more efficient and different AI agents or services interact with each other more and more, we might see large collections form up to provide whatever particular process or solution the market is interested in. But in the process of doing so, it might get more and more and more automated. For example, first you have different algorithms that are just supplying, say, image recognition, but then it becomes image and summary. And then it becomes image, summary, and context. And then it becomes, well, what if you could also say, kind of like auction the best price between different algorithms that are all decentralized, all from different parties working together. So you get this kind of emergent automation going on. That is the long-term goal, is for the market to operate almost automatically as a result.
And where do you think we are? I understand your long-term vision. Where do you think we're quite close to achieving this? Because I know the last couple of years, I'm not in AI, just kind of a disclosure out there, but I know in the last couple of years it's been picking up at a dramatic pace. Do you think we're close to a breakthrough, or is there one kind of coming in, you know, in up and coming, so to speak?
That's a difficult question to answer because we don't know how far we need to go with artificial intelligence technology to get to that point where we have something like, say, artificial general intelligence or really just kind of automating normal functions in the course of using the internet. We know that the technology that we have has enabled entirely new businesses that are rocking the world. Facebook and Google are all AI companies. De facto, that's how they make their money. That's how they claim their spot. Uber is going that way, Amazon as well. So we know that we're closer than we think. We just hide it under different terms. But how much farther is necessary? I mean, it could be a few years. You know, SingularityNet's hope is that when you give open access to the marketplace and people start putting thousands of different algorithms organically because their economic incentives are aligned, then maybe this process could accelerate dramatically. Or maybe it could be 5 years. Maybe it could be a decade. It's really hard to measure.
Gotcha. I just have interest. I mean, what role do you think SingularityNet will play in the machine-to-machine economy?
Yeah, so if SingularityNet really does work, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure it works perfectly, then SingularityNet will be a core piece of infrastructure, a core layer in the machine-to-machine economy. Just as you'll need a way for, say, Internet of Things devices to communicate with one another, just as you need a way for databases to communicate with one another, you're going to need a way for algorithms or automated processes to communicate with one another. And they need to communicate both in the passing of data so that it can be processed at scale, mostly automatically, which is extremely difficult to do today. And they need to be able to communicate in terms of transactions because not everybody's going to own every piece of technology. SingularityNet is the infrastructure, the value infrastructure, and the communication protocol for artificial intelligence technologies.
You've summed her up perfectly, by the way. you've answered that question so well. Now I'm up to speed. So what would you be so kind to speak about the partnerships that you're engaging in at the minute? Because I've been reading a lot about this, and maybe you can shed some light on this to the listeners out there.
Sure thing. So Dr. Ben Goetzel and David Hansen are pretty well known in their fields as it is. Now, they work with a lot of interesting businesses already. So Ben Goetzel's clients have historically been people like DARPA, the U.S. Department of Defense, Hershey, most notably today, works closely with Huawei and Cisco and a great many other major enterprises. They've also worked with a number of other governments. So when we're looking at partnerships, we're looking at how can we aggregate all these existing interests into a decentralized solution before, say, I don't know, one of the big centralized parties comes up with their operation. Now, we've already closed the Singaporean government in the form of SG Innovate. There's also major universities across the Eastern Pacific that have already decided to participate as well. We have some Korean parties, which we're going to be announcing in January, and some Australians as well. So, and that's just to start. That doesn't include a lot of the crypto partnerships, the first of which was Syndicator. We're excited to announce BigchainDB. The leaders in distributed databases in the world are also coming on board, as will the Ocean Protocol for training data sets and creating a distributed data market. So that's just the tip of the iceberg. Lots more to come. People are hungry for this.
Wow, perfect. And do you have an overview, or a roadmap, so to speak, of the project?
Sure thing. So the alpha version is going to be live just before we launch the token generation event. It'll be a working product. We already have some services people will be able to buy there with regards to image recognition and semantic analysis. But the real magic is going to come over the course of the coming year as we develop more and more and more. Come 2018 Q3, we hope to have a commercial-ready, scalable network that a number of our enterprise partners will begin using right off the bat. And that's when the magic is really going to start to kick into play, when the demand starts coming to the market in such a way that it incentivizes people to consider putting their algorithms in an open, permissionless market.
Perfect. And you mentioned before of, you know, Google, Samsung, and Facebook all being very involved in the AI space. How do you plan to deal with them? Do you see them as competitors? Do you see that, or are you working on a completely different side of AI where they're not really too involved in, so to speak, at present?
It's an interesting dynamic because the big AI companies are fearful. Everybody understands, especially those businesses, that AI is the future and that they want to be a part of it, but they're all thinking in terms of value capture. So everybody's looking at, well, how can we make the best possible infrastructure layer? Amazon is coming out with their suite of AI tools, which will be coming out early next year, I believe.
Yeah.
Google has TensorFlow, and they're going to continue pushing along this open source development. But they haven't quite worked out how a centralized institution, how their business can leverage the technologies and frameworks that they're putting out to do centralized value capture. They would love to be the protocol layer for coordinating AI, but they can't find out how to do that without being in a very, very obvious position of power. So those are SingularityNet's competitors de facto, the potential centralized AI markets. But it's for those same reasons that they're centralized that we have such a big advantage.
Perfect, perfect. And what level of interest have you had thus far of the crowd sale? Because I've been hearing crazy stories. I've heard a story where you've had to extend the hard cap. If you can give us from the source itself of the level of interest you guys have had and how you're dealing with it.
Yeah, so we've had a lot of confusion regarding these numbers. People throwing out a lot of terms. The hard cap is not being extended. It is still 36 million. That is set in stone as it is.
Yeah,
that was a miscommunication. And the people are misinterpreting that because the level of demand that we've reported from whitelist intended contributions has been astounding. Last week, we hit 150 million. Wow. And then this week, last night, actually, I recorded around 264 million on that list. We are not going to be taking all that money. We don't feel like that would be a responsible decision to make. But, I mean, it's very exciting to see the community come out and support us in force.
Wow. And when does – well, the most important question, when does the public crowd sale start? Because I know you can whitelist at the minute via the website.
Right. So just so we're clear, because of the demand, I mean, we've had over 15,000 people come in. We are closing the whitelist tomorrow, and that's going to be done for KYC to launch. KYC is going to be obligatory for all participants.
Yeah.
Now, the million-dollar question, so to speak, is when is the token generation event? We are going to announce that on Wednesday. So, or not Wednesday, rather, on the 15th. So that will be happening very shortly. And the token generation event itself will be in mid to late December. So very shortly after that announcement is the period. If you guys want to participate, now would be the time. Get on that whitelist.
Perfect. And how are they going to get on the whitelist? They have to go to your website?
That's right. So you can go to singularitynet.io to learn more about the project, and you can go to whitelist.singularitynet.io to register for the whitelist. You have about 24 hours to do so before we close it finally. It will open up again afterwards, but we are going to limit participation in the first 24 hours to parties that are on the whitelist and have been KYC'd. So if you want to get in this first period, given this demand, you need to move quickly.
Absolutely. Well, we'll have the links at the bottom of the podcast. And also, I've been watching this very carefully, and we've been doing a lot of research at SVK Crypto. And I've seen the Telegram, because Telegram is a great level of interest, an indication of interest. And we've seen it go from 3,500 to 6,000. And I'm not kidding, in 14 to 10 days. I mean, it's just gone nuclear in the last couple of days. And are you guys getting absolutely swamped with requests from people trying to change whitelists and so on and so forth? Because I know that's quite common in all the ICOs that are receiving a lot of interest.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're getting endless amounts of interest, endless amounts of questions. I wake up every day and I've got 70 to 100 new Telegram messages. It's difficult to manage, I confess. We're doing our best. But everything will be made clear as the token generation event nears, and a lot of these problems will be resolved shortly. Our goal is just to make sure we have a healthy and broad distribution, and that as many people can participate in what we think is going to be the future of AI.
Fantastic. And while we have you on the show, is there anything you would like to share exclusively with the SVK Crypto 50 Minutes of Crypto Fame listeners today?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to thank you guys all for allowing us to come on here and say that we're building this. SingularityNet is only possible because of blockchain technology and because of the rise of the crypto community. This would never be possible without people like you guys showing your interest and supporting a different vision of the world. I hope you guys will come on board and support SingularityNet, and in return, we'll try our best to create the world we all want to see.
Absolutely. We're there. Count us in. Well, thank you so much for making it on today's show. With that in mind, we bid you farewell, but you're always welcome back on the show. And it'll be great maybe to catch up after the ICO and have a bit of an update for all of our listeners out there.
Definitely. It was great being here, Charles. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Here's a quick message brought to you by our sponsor, the SVK Crypto Crowd, the UK's number one crowd investment club. The SVK Crypto Crowd is a community of like-minded cryptocurrency investors and enthusiasts. Leveraging the power of the group, the SVK Crypto Crowd aggregates investor interest to negotiate more favorable terms with up-and-coming ICOs. benefit from the exclusive pre-negotiated discounts unavailable to the public. Access the inside track on the most exciting up-and-coming ICOs. To join the exclusive members club, email myself at cstory@svkcrypto.com, which is cstory@svkcrypto.com. When emailing myself, please have the email subject Crypto Crowd. Once I receive that, I'll send you all the information needed on the crowd and how to get signed up. On top of this, I'm going to add in an exclusive preview of the next deal the crowd is looking at. So what are you waiting for? Email myself, sign up now.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.